Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me. This is Chalene Johnson, and you are listening to The Chalene Show. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with you. I'm sure you are aware of this, but sometimes when you just kind of talk through your thoughts, everything tends to make more sense. Like there's that friend that you can call and you're like, hey, listen, I got to run some things by you. You know, I've got this problem. And by the time you've explained what it is you're going through, you realize you've made sense of it yourself. And so I love you guys write me reviews. I can't even tell you how touched I am by the things that you say when I meet you. Like I just got back from the Marketing Impact Academy and I can't tell you how overwhelming it was to meet so many of the listeners from The Chalene Show and to connect with you and just realize how much we have in common. And for you to tell me that I keep you company while you're in your car or while you're on the treadmill or while you're cleaning the house or part of your daily or weekly routine, first of all, it's touching beyond belief, but I just don't even think you understand how incredibly valuable this is to me, how much it enriches me to be able to spend this time with you and to be able to talk through things and process things. Kind of like calling a friend and you start to explain what you're going through. And before you know it, you've helped yourself process it. And that's what you are to me. So thank you. I know I've not been as consistent with my podcasting as I had been in the past. And I thank you for honoring the fact that I have honored my family first and foremost. So all other things will slide if need be. If it means something has to adjust in order to spend more time with my family. And so the last year, you know, was Brock's last senior year in high school. And as, you know, you've been on this journey with me, we have two kids, Brock and Sierra. Brett and I both made all decisions and all business decisions, all opportunities. Everything that we have done has been with the priority in mind that our kids and raising them is our very first obligation, not just raising them, but giving them confidence, making them know, not just hearing it, but having them feel it and see it and experience that they matter and that they are capable. While I have lots of people online who I've helped to build their own businesses and develop confidence, we've been doing that for our kids too, teaching them how to build a business, teaching them how to be confident, teaching them how to get through relationships. And there are many times when I feel the guilt associated with my online family, like people who are upset because I wasn't at this event or that event, or because I haven't produced podcasts as much as I have in the past. But you have to be okay with it. And you have to know that you will be rewarded by your determination, by your commitments. You will be rewarded, even though it feels like sometimes other people are able to do things that you can't because you've made a commitment, because you have beliefs, because you have priorities. And man, it is hard to look at other people doing things and think to yourself, man, we should be doing that too, or saying that, or going there, or experiencing this, whatever it is, whatever that is. I want you to know that your commitment will be rewarded. I say that not just in terms of raising kids, but you know, you're committed to your relationship and maybe you're going through a really tough time right now. And maybe you're faced with that decision. Do I go or do I stay and grow? Do I blame my partner or do I take responsibility even though I don't feel like taking responsibility, even though I feel like pointing at my partner? Do I stay and do I grow? And that is a commitment. That is a vow you made to God. And I want you to know you will be rewarded one way or another when you honor your commitments, when you keep your word, when you do what is hard, when you do what most people won't do, but realize they should do. When you do that, dude, you will be rewarded. And it's rich. You'll be rewarded in your business. You'll be rewarded in your relationships. You'll be rewarded in your faith. But the one that's the most moving, I think, is in our relationships. So we took Brock to school in Georgetown. And let me tell you, I had decided to ignore it. Ignore that it was coming. Ignore that everyone was telling me, oh, girl, you are going to be so sad. And I told Brock, like, dude, we're just going to low-key this. So, you know, let's not talk about it too much. Let's ignore those people who are trying to tell us it's going to be really sad. Let's not make a big deal. Let's not everybody cry. Let's just do the whole knuckles thing. Like, let's give each other knucks and, like, you know, maybe a fist bump and say, I'll see you soon. Right? And that was the plan. But here we are on this beautiful, amazing campus built in 1847 in Washington, D.C., 2,500 miles away from home. The air feels different. People dress differently. The campus looks like it's from a movie. And I'm standing there with Brett and Sierra, and it's a warm, humid night. Kids are moving their stuff into their little apartments and dorms are really dorms. And the sun is just set. Like, there's just a little bit of light before the streetlights come on. And it's that moment. It's that moment where you hug your kid and you try not to lose it. And you're saying goodbye the same way you said goodbye every time they've left to go to school or every time they've left to go on a date. But you just know this time it's different. Try to hold it together. And I did. I tried to hold it together. I didn't want him to feel guilty. I wanted him to know it was sad for me, but I wanted him to be excited about where he was. I let him see me cry a little bit. And Brett, the night before, had made a toast to him while we were at dinner and got teary-eyed. And here I am just looking at this man, really, these big, broad shoulders. But I still see a baby. And to see him just kind of, you know, walking away. I know it's not forever, but the emotions are so profound. And I've been trying to sort through what those emotions are. I better pull myself back together so I can tell you what they are. Because it's amazing. And it's really happy. These tears that you hear, these tears that you can probably see, maybe you have some of your own, are because I'm so proud. I am so proud of my commitment. Yeah, I was crying because I was going to miss him. But a big part of my happiness is that we did it right. I have zero regrets. I don't regret saying yes to anything because we waved goodbye to a man who obviously we will see again very soon, but he's ready. We did our job and we did it right. We did it well. We raised a young man who will leave his mark no matter where he is, who will touch the lives of many, who cares about others, who is kind, who is humble, who has strong faith, determination, and he can take care of himself. And my tears were just kind of like, it was the same kind of tears I experienced. I know it's not even on the same level, but like when I finished a giant, 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 huge project, and this was the first half of a giant, giant, huge project. The second half, of course, being his sister, but it's pretty amazing, you guys. And you know, it's the new normal. Of course, I miss him terribly, but I've read so many books about this. You know me, I'm a reader. I've read so many books and listened to podcasts and talked to other parents who sent their kids off to school. And I don't know that anyone's ever really kind of tapped into explaining what it is you feel, because it's not an emptiness for me anyways. I mean, I don't claim to speak on behalf of everyone. It's not an emptiness. And yeah, I miss him, but like, God, more it's just like, wow, I can't believe we raised a human. I can't believe we did it. And you kind of like, I don't know. I imagine this is what it's like to like get through something really, really hard and just know that you did right. Like I am so freaking proud of the way we have honored our children. I don't do a lot of podcasts where I'm bragging. Y'all, I am bragging my ass off right now. We have focused on our kids first, and it pays off. I wish I could read you the text messages, the letters, the messages, the emails from this kid. Talk about payoff. Wow. Maybe this is what they do when they first go away to school, but I just feel an overwhelming sense of pride and joy and gratitude. Gratitude to you, you know, because you never let go of me. You always honored the fact that I couldn't be at some of the things other trainers or other business folks were doing, seminars or workshops or this or that or TV shows or just access to me. Like, you know, it bothered me sometimes, but yet I always knew I was doing the right thing. And those of you who listen to the show, my lifers, like, you have so supported me and told me over and over that it's helped you to do the same thing and that you honor that. And Brett and I could not have done this without you. It's unbelievable to have your support and to know that you care about me and my family and have allowed me to make them first. Thank you. I love you.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.